The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
We're off to Fort Myers next, where a middle schooler there has been arrested. A 12-year-old arrested for piercing a teacher's hand with a thumbtack.
Well, I mean, you can't do that.
What a little psycho.
A little bastard, huh? Ow! You little bastard. Here's the story. I'll punch it right in your little 12-year-old head. Here's a story from NBC2. Take a listen.
That's just unbelievable that a 12-year-old went to jail.
Breaking at 11, a Three Oaks middle school student was arrested for high-fiving a teacher while holding a thumbtack. The county deputies say 12-year-old Xavier Hernandez caused a teacher to leave during dismissal last week.
He now faces a felony battery charge. NBC2's Nesta Montoya is live outside the school after talking with parents and students.
Well, Peter and Brenna, pretty much everyone winces when they try to picture what happened on campus, even imagine the pain. The sheriff's office says the student hit a thumbtack in between his fingers like this before asking that unsuspecting teacher for a high five. Pierced in the palm.
Like, that's just disrespectful.
Not to mention painful. Especially with a thumbtack that was sharp enough to draw a teacher's blood.
It's kind of scary thinking some kids would be bold enough to try something like that against a teacher.
Lee County deputies arrested 12-year-old Xavier Hernandez Tuesday morning. Their investigation found the after-school prank the Three Oaks Middle School student is accused of pulling went too far.
That's unbelievable. Like, that shouldn't be a thing.
According to the student's arrest report, Hernandez hid the thumbtack in his hand, then asked the teacher for a high five. Deputies say Hernandez was remorseful following the incident, but the damage was done.
I didn't think he meant to actually hurt the teacher. I didn't think he thought that would be the outcome.
Classmates who know Hernandez are stunned the split-second slap can have a lasting effect.
It's just gonna ruin your whole life. Like, that's going on your record, and that's just, yeah.
Parents who we talk to, however, say they're glad the school district is taking the battery seriously.
The kids need to be taught a lesson, and other kids need to see the consequences of bad actions.
And Hernandez's parents declined to make a comment. I also did reach out to the Lee County School District with a number of questions about this case, including how that teacher is doing. They've yet to respond or provide me with a statement. I'm live outside Three Oaks Middle School tonight. Nestor Montoya, NBC2.
I'd make sure they threw the book at that kid.
No, right?
Yeah. I'd show up to court with a sling.
Oh, yeah.
Arm sling.
Look at what's happening. How'd that tack do?
How can I teach?
You can't even use a pen. Oh, you're a mess.
I choked to work in a sling.
You can't even do it.
Yeah, somebody pushes me up to the stand.
Oh, God. Yeah, you look like Harvey Weinstein. You're faking it just as bad as Harvey Weinstein.
He's really going for it. Jesus Christ.
Okay, so quickly
you sending letters to everyone?
I have a story I have to share about this, but if you've had a run-in with a little bastard, feel free to reach out. 1-855-954-6969. What was your run-in with a little bastard? 1-855-954-6969. So I forgot to tell you guys this. Over the weekend, I took Jameson out. I'm walking down the path. There's three kids approaching. Two guys, I would say they're maybe around this age, like 11, 12.
Yeah.
But, you know, two guys, fairly tall, one much shorter.
Yeah.
The shorter one.
The Rowan. Yeah. Yeah.
The shorter one goes,
"Huh, isn't that cute? But yeah, walking your gerbil."
Amazing. I love this guy.
What a mean little bastard.
I love this kid. I stopped in my tracks. I'm like, "What did you say?"
Oh.
Yeah.
I just
I'm like, "Listen, you little douchebag."
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, I did.
I said that because I was so pissed. I'm like, "Listen, you little douchebag."
Yeah. Gets into a fight with a little
I'm like, "What are you, 3 feet tall?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "I can set this dog loose. He will rip you to shreds."
Right.
Because you're nothing but a little douchebag. And his boys were like, "Oh!
Burn!"
So he didn't say another word. They just turned
walk.
No, they went right to the police. They went right to the police.
I couldn't believe it. I was so offended. I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
You like covered Jameson's ears.
Oh, that's
he covers his ears so Jameson doesn't hear this.
Oh, like, my God.
You're not a gerbil, buddy. You're not a gerbil.
Amazing.
He's crawling out. Walking your gerbil?
I will say this, though. There's nothing crazier than a big, big, tall man walking the tiniest of dogs.
I get the ridiculousness.
It's crazy. It looks smaller because you're 6'5" and he weighs 8 pounds.
He's an 11-pound douchebag.
Well,
I taught him to talk like that to strangers, the little son of a bitch.
Oh, man. I get him. I understand. I love this guy. I love this guy.
Felt good, didn't it, Dave?
It's mean. That's a mean one.
Where are your parents?
He's got issues.
It's scary.
What are you doing there? Walking your gerbil?
They flipped out on that kid the same way I flip out on kids on video games.
That's true.
Okay, was I in the wrong?
Yes. I don't think so. I think you're fine.
I think you're in the wrong.
No, you think I went too far?
No, I think
he needs to be put in his place.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did he say something? It's not like he was like, you know, hey, dumbass.
Yeah.
Or anything. He was just like, hey,
oh,
like
isn't that cute? Are you walking your gerbil? Like, no, he was trying to be an a-hole. Yeah. He was a little a-hole.
Yeah. His whole life will be, he'll be an a-hole his whole life.
Oh, totally. He's going to grow up to be a gigantic douchebag.
Yeah, yeah.
You can tell.
What a cool kid.
No, he wasn't a cool kid.
The only time I ever had any kind of like real run-in, there was a kid that lived in this, I don't think he lives there anymore. I was getting out of my car one time, and I had food.
Yeah.
And he said, out his window, he said, you fat! I was like...
Why did you say that? See, you should have called him a little douchebag.
I didn't know.
Oh,
I was like scared.
I'm sure
I
you're shocked.
My burrito and I was like...
Oh. You had your burrito in your hand, too?
Oh, no, Andy, you had a burrito.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah.
That's why he said you fan. Oh, I think dude. That's what prompted him. But he was just looking out his window for a victim.
I must just be immune to this.
I was like, what a little bastard.
Man,
but it hurt. It cut deep. Just like the gerbil comment. I'm kind of with Dave.
Wow. I don't know. I must be immune to it just because coaching a bunch of kids my whole, like, basically 5 straight years, they're so mean.
They say mean things to you?
Well, I can't remember.
Respect
but they're just,
for the coaches?
Well, they'll joke around.
Yeah.
You can tell they're joking around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? And I'm like, yeah.
They'll just say stuff. They're not bound by the same laws of ethics as an adult.
No.
Like, an adult will be like, never make fun of you for the
but
thing
at the
really
same time,
truly.
Sometimes you need to know it looks weird, 6'5", 8 pound dog.
Oh,
it looks weird.
I totally understand. I'm not defending myself.
I know.
I've said from the very beginning I look ridiculous walking this
right.
dog. But I love this little
kids,
dog.
Kids.
And he's my little dog. And that
dog
little
shame.
Douchebag has no right to say anything about it.
Yeah.
So you call me out, I'm calling you out, you short little douchebag whose life will amount to nothing.
Did you say that?
Your no, that was in my head. I thought it would get too far.
His dad's probably so rich.
That's good.
Yeah. His dad's probably so rich.
I know his dad.
Super
I think
rich.
It looked like a kid of someone I knew.
Yeah.
And I went online. I'm like, that is that little bastard.
Jesus.
And it makes total sense. Because his dad is
like an arch nemesis.
That makes sense.
Oh, no. His dad's a total
douchebag.
Yeah.
I want to show you a picture of his dad.
Show me.
If I show you a picture of his dad, you will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Does he live near you? Or this
Yes. Okay, so this is his dad.
I love that you looked this up, too.
Oh, he was furious.
He was furious,
obviously. Okay. I am surprised he didn't bring it up.
That's his dad.
Jeff Goldblum?
I know that guy.
Yeah.
You do?
That's his dad. His kids are little douchebags.
Really?
Oh, my God, all of them.
Oh, I see his belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad. That guy's a
dude. Don't say too much.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, you can tell. Those people have kids, too. It sucks. Kids are so mean that I get anxiety when they're on the other side of the street and stuff. And I'm like, just don't. I hope they don't say anything.
Kids have the power to
cut
the deepest.
They will cut the deepest. John Mulaney has a bit about it. He says, they will get to the thing you don't like about you.
Yeah, that's what they do.
They get to what you're sensitive about.
Okay, I guess I'm a little sensitive about walking a tiny dog.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Right.
That's
what it is. Was going to put that little douchebag in his place in a way where I didn't physically harm him or give him any, you know, mental abuse, but I'm just saying like it is.
Mental abuse.
And it shut him down right away.
That's good.
Little douche started talking smack.
Maybe it changed his life. Maybe
I hope I put him on a better path.
Yeah.
Let's hope. It's just so crazy.
Now he's on opioids.
It's crazy when, like, someone who sort of was, I would say, didn't have the best experience growing up, then gets uber wealthy, and then becomes the total, you know what I mean? They become a giant douche, and then they teach their kids to become a giant douche, you know? Because, like, I remember a time when it was like, you.
See, you're saying more than I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm getting in trouble for saying something.
I don't live over
Samantha.
There.
Hi, Samantha. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay, thanks. We're talking about your encounter with a little bastard.
Yeah. So, I don't remember where I was, but, you know, those, like, I was wearing one of those track and field sweatshirts from, like, the school, and sometimes they have, like, random letters on the bottom, and they had XXL, and this little kid came up to me and asked me if that was the size of the sweatshirt.
Oh.
XXL is tough. Yeah. That's a tough random letter.
You can't get
letters.
Anything with XXL on it just can't. For fun.
I mean, I have to. That I have is to. My size. That's my, that's my size. Like, that is exactly what all my sweaters say.
Yeah, but you don't put that on the outside if you're clothing.
For a long time, my sweatshirts were all like those jugs of booze from the, like, 1800s that had three X's. Oh, yeah.
Like poison.
My poison sweatshirts.
Yeah.
I can't believe that kid said, "You fat." I'm so glad he moved. I think he moved.
That's good. Maybe they died.
That hurt.
His life.
That hurt my feelings. Rough. I was like, "You hurt my feelings."
I mean, kids are mean. Like, that's the thing. Kids are mean.
I haven't had any kids be mean to me. Yeah. So that's good. Thankfully, I want them to think I'm okay, cool.
Yeah. You're a pretty cool person, though. Like, what are they going to make fun of?
I don't know.
You're an awesome dog or sweet car. Or, like, what are they?
Yeah.
What are they gonna, keep looking. What are they going to rip on you for?
Yeah. Out of all of us in the room, I think you're all right.
For me, it's like I drop something, like and then they're like looking at me, bend over, picking up my ass is out.
Exactly.
They got a whole wealth of material. I'm easy pickings.
Yeah. More material with some of us.
I'm the chubby little gazelle in the back.
I'm a fat guy in tight pants. So, it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier.
I'm a fat guy in tight pants.
I don't know what you want me to say.
Jesus. This guy said that my son was wearing an umbrella hat coming out of a grocery store one day because it was raining. Mm. These two 10, 11-year-olds see my son and go, "Oh, he looks challenged." And I yell out, "What the F did you just say?" And I said, "Maybe look in the mirror, you little fat ass." And walked away. The kid paled.
Huh.
Hey, can I just give you a hint? I wouldn't let my kid wear a rain hat. A rain hat. Like an umbrella hat.
What's wrong with an umbrella hat?
I'm not.
James,
not.
I'd let you.
I have one.
Stop
I'd let
it.
James. Yes, you have one.
You have one now?
Yes.
Right now. You have an umbrella hat.
But I have one somewhere at home.
Like,
I have one.
What kind? Show me a picture of this.
It's like the headband one with like
the
extended.
It's a headband and it has like a green, red, yellow, and blue
rainbow
umbrella. There it is.
Let me see.
You can't wear an umbrella hat out in public.
There it is.
That's the exact one there.
That's it. That's the one.
Why do you have that?
You have it as a joke.
I bought it when I used to go on the rock girl trips. I bought it to keep the sun off my head. I'd be busy taking pictures and like doing stuff, so I
didn't. Did you wear it there?
Yes.
You went on those trips?
Of course.
But you bought it to be funny, right?
No.
You didn't buy it for practical.
No. It's a double thread. It's both. It's funny and practical.
Exactly.
Huh.
Yeah, no one should wear that.
Yeah, that's one of those things you don't know about somebody. It's like, I never imagined James had an umbrella hat.
No, me neither.
He has a lot of props.
I have a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah, you know, we know that. But listen, I'm saying as a dad, I wouldn't let one of my boys leave the house in an umbrella hat. I just
can't.
I wouldn't. I couldn't. I shouldn't.
No.
But if you had like a kid like James, where it was like James is doing stuff.
Jimmy Jr., you go out there with that umbrella hat.
Yeah.
No, you tell him why you're wearing it. You tell him how practical it is.
If he's doing it for fun, then that's a different situation. If kids make fun of him, he's rolling with the punches, right? Because he knows it's funny. Yeah. This kid obviously was.
$2.40 for that.
He got real cheap.
That's crazy.
It looks like it would be really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's not the most comfortable. And it's also not the like the best quality.
No.
Of course not.
One little from the wind and whoa,
there it goes. Yeah, it costs three pennies to make if they're selling it for $2.99.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go to Bob from Naples. Hi, Bob. We're talking about your run-in with a little bastard.
Yeah, hi, guys. Penis balls. Yeah, I was driving down the street with my mother-in-law in the car, and right in front of me, there's like a group of about 10 young guys, and they're right in the middle of the road. So I pull up alongside, and I was like, hey, guys, there's a sidewalk right over there. Just for your own safety, could you guys just go over there? And in unison, they all flipped me off. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, like they all did it at the same time?
Yeah, every one of them. And I just started cracking up, and I didn't know what to do. And I just said, okay, guys, you're going to be very popular in prison. Have a good day.
Yeah, that's right. You get them.
You really burned them.
And Bob's my man.
You're like, okay, boomer.
There's nothing you can say.
Okay, boomer.
He's like, I really burned those kids good.
Okay, boomer.
I said, you're all going to be in prison.
Yeah. I mean, that's the oldest thing you could say to a kid. That's legitimately the oldest comeback you could say.
It's bad. It's a bad one. It's not
okay,
cool.
Boomer.
Let's go next to Aaron. Aaron, what was your run-in with a little bastard?
So I used to be a cable guy, and I was installing cable in this room, and this little kid kept poking me with, like, the molding that goes around the floor in a room, like, against the wall. And he kept poking me with it, so I said, hey, bud, you got to stop. So I was in the middle of doing something with the cable box, and out of nowhere, the kid cranks it across my head and it snaps.
Whoa.
And I was just stunned.
A kid smashed molding like, over your head?
Jesus.
Yeah, like the WWE. That little like thin wood that goes around the, And I'm like, yo, what the heck, you know? I'm trying not to, you know, cuss out a little kid, even though I kind of want to drop kick him. And his mom comes in and goes, what happened? And I go, you know, your son just cracked this over my skull. And she goes, oh, and just says, looks at him, and he, like, ran off, and she's like, I'm sorry, and that was that.
Mm. Well, that's why there's a kid running around cracking people over the head.
Exactly.
With,
it all starts at home.
You really don't leave your kid in the room with a cable guy.
Because the cable guy would have witnessed the cable guy would have witnessed a full-on WWE match. If one of my kids bashed someone over the head with a piece of wood, I would have picked him up. German suplex.
I can't believe anybody's just
power bomb.
Take him to Suplex City.
Oh my God.
It's wild people who can just have kids.
Anyone, you don't need any kind of documentation.
Maybe Drayton and Pam O's are all smart.
They really want to tell that story.
I guess they do. Well, I forget it.
God damn it.
Good riddance. All right. let's go next to, is it Ant?
Yeah, it's Ant.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, man, I was like, it really wouldn't need a head to learn it. I just happened to be
I don't understand a word you're saying. I know you're going to have to pull your phone away from your mouth hole.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, no, okay.
I was riding with a friend of mine one day. We were riding.
Yeah, it still doesn't work, man. But thanks for trying. All the best to you and your family.
Oh, no.
Someone said, I used to work at Chuck E. Cheese. Some kid asked if I was the mouse because I look like him. Jesus. I'm a woman.
Oh.
Chuck E. Cheese mouse has a certain shape.
Are you Chuck E. Cheese? You look just like him.
When the kid called and said, you fat to me, he stood there afterwards staring at me.
He just stared at you?
Yeah, it wasn't like he was like,
he wasn't affected.
He was like, you fat!
You should have just stood and ate your burrito right in front of him.
Yeah, and I don't know, Lisa. If I had he'd have probably ripped me up for that.
I don't know how to give it. I can't just stare at him and eat a burrito, give him more material.
That's bold,
Lisa. That's bold.
He's like, look at you, you got sour cream. You needed that sour cream.
I got some extra.
Like I've become like one of those roasts.
Yeah, it's bold to just be like, oh, yeah.
If you've got a kid, if you've got a kid calling out all your most personal flaws, you got to get inside as fast as you can.
That's how I did, like, it was raining. Like, it started to rain.
I was like, I am fat. I got problems, but I'm trying.
Oh, man, you run. You get inside.
Get out of there.
Oh, save yourself.
Like acid rain.
Save yourself. You need therapy after a kid lets you have it.
You know they're honest.
Yeah, they're just like, you know it.
Yeah. I'm like, thank you. I am fat.
Sometimes they take David.
Hi. Yeah, let's turn that radio down. Go ahead. Yeah, we're good, man.
Hey, how you doing? Anyway, I had a run-in with a little douchebag. He lives down at the end of my street. Long story short, he goes to my son's school. And they know each other. Well, they don't get along. Well, anyway, I was driving by him. He flicked me off. I stopped in the middle of the road, and I said, listen here. I said, I know where you live. I know where I know who your mom and your dad are. I will be going to your house. I said, because this anyway, so I pull off, and a couple days later, I show up at his house, and I tell his, I knock on the door. His mom comes to the door, and I tell her what happened, and she starts laughing at me. She was like, oh, it's a big misunderstanding. He came in and told me the story that he hurt his finger and he was just waving to you. I said, yeah, he waved with one finger. Yeah, I got one for you, too. So,
yeah. Madam, anyway,
it was pretty comical.
Yeah, she's an idiot.
That lady
believes that little.
If she believes him,
she's an idiot.
Right.
Because everybody's got that whatever chemicals in them that are like, my child's an angel.
Yeah, I know.
There's no way. He hurt his finger and was waving.
Yeah.
No, he was giving him the Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Wave.
He knew who you were. He hates you.
Julian in Boston. We're talking about this middle schooler in Fort Myers who was arrested for piercing a teacher's hand with a thumbtack. He put a thumbtack between his fingers and gave the teacher a high five intentionally to damage or injure them. So he's a little bastard. So what was your run-in with a little bastard? A few more quick calls here. Julian in Boston, what happened?
Hey, you guys, this coronavirus has got me feeling fat and sassy, eating soup and bread at home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get all that bread.
Soup and breads and pies and soup.
Yeah.
So I'm driving down a interstate highway. It's got a bunch of intersections. These little kids are playing football, like, right at the edge of a street. And the ball comes out in front of me. I slam my brakes on. Whatever. I go into the store, come out, and I see them do the same exact thing in front of another car. So I say, F off, get out of the street, go up the street. And they just look at me and they go, fat ass.
Oh my God.
I am fat. And then I look down, I'm wearing open toe Crocs with socks on.
Get out of there quick. You gotta go, dude. Get out of there. Storms are brewing.
I get back into the store because I know the kid that works there, and I call the cops on them, and I know I'm going to be the old man now that yells at kids.
Oh, yeah. That's me. That's what I turned into. Someone said I went to Mexico, and a 9-year-old asked me for a dollar, but called me fatty. Give me a dollar, fatty.
Well, that's not how you do it. Someone's got to tell them. That's not how you do it.
Yeah,
you just charm or make you feel bad or something.
I would not give you a Danny.
Danny?
Maybe fatty's a compliment in his native tongue.
Fatty. No. I don't think in all tongues, that's a bad one.
Yeah.
Fatty.
I do think what happens sometimes is that the kids hear the adults and how they're talking about the tourists.
Yeah.
And they just think, oh, it's like you just.
I think people from other countries have never seen anything as fat as us, too.
No, they've never.
Like he's fatty.
They can't imagine how much food we've had to eat.
No, one more here. We're talking about your running with a little bastard. Someone said this happened a couple years ago when Guess jeans and shirts were really popular. My buddy was in the mall with his girlfriend. She was a bigger girl. She had a shirt on, one of the Guess shirts that just had a question mark on it.
Where's this going?
Little kid came up and said, about 250, 300.
Oh, he's so creative.
Needless to say, she never wore that shirt again.
No. Mean.
Little bastard, Lise.
He's right on the money. He's like one of those carnival workers. He's like one of those carnival workers. Like, I guess your weight. It's like 252, he said. I weighed myself 252. I weighed myself this morning. He got me right on the money. I should not have been wearing a Guess shirt.
Bless America.
250, 300.
Oh man, I can't even imagine if
someone weighed like a carnival worker.
I can't even imagine if someone nailed it,
dude.
You'd be like, no! No! How'd you know?
I don't know. I'm pretty good at this.
You got my numbers, kid!
Yeah. I can sort of tell by your shape.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
You're bone dentally. I took a lot of things into account.
Hey, parents, don't let your kids be little bastards, okay? Yeah. There's one thing we can take away from all this. Don't
well, now they'll film their
bastards.
Embarrassment of you, too, with the Snapchat.
Oh, man.
Oh,
man.
That's everywhere.
They'll immortalize you.
I'm probably on Snapchat, like, looking up with a burrito, crying, like,
hey, fatty! Hey, Dad!
Oh, no.
Oh, let's hope.
Oh, man. No.
You hate to see it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This scare. I've never really been scared of gators, but again, I've never really encountered gators.
Yeah, alligator.
So never really crossed my mind.
Which kind of gator?
A wildlife photographer had a very close encounter with a massive gator in the Everglades. Connie Randolph with the Big Cypress Gallery was in the Big Cypress National Preserve this week when a mammoth 10-foot gator named Loose Screw got within feet of her.
That's old Loose Screw.
That Loose Screw, that ain't no model. That, you get away from that. Stop trying to take pictures.
The video of this is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Loose Screw.
Oh, my God. Great. It looks like a prehistoric killing machine.
Now, you stay over there, Loose Screw. Yeah, I know you think you Martin Scorsese, but that ain't no Robert De Niro. Right? You get away from that Loose Screw. He got a screw loose. He got a screw loose. We call him that for a reason.
She starts talking here.
I'm going to back up.
So I'm going to back up.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. That Loose Screw.
Just make that noise.
Yeah,
that's what they make.
Hear that?
Notice how that
sounds
like a velociraptor.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what a gator sound like. Right before they kill you.
Screw telling you, get the hell away from him.
Yeah, they have a hiss that's noise, chilling. And then it's like a rattle, like a... Listen to it. Yeah, listen to it here. It's like them breathing in the...
Make your movie if you want to. Make your movie if you want to.
Yeah, you sit up there.
Why did she stay so long so close to that thing?
Trying to get them goddamn TikTok videos.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it worked.
Yeah.
You got a video and it went viral, so...
No, I read is that a lot of the dinosaur sounds in Jurassic Park, it was turtles having sex. Serious.
Yeah. They're a violent. Noises. Yeah, they're a violent.
They did stuff to it, but that's what they started.
Oh,
with.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Turtle sex.
So then they turned down the. Mm.
But that sound that alligator made was the most terrifying thing I think I've ever heard.
Oh my God! That I don't want to hear that in a real life wild situation.
He got a screw loose.
You just assume you're about to perish. That's it. That's the day you die.
Yeah, you can
get out of there.
Yeah. It was just warning. I didn't want anything to do with her, really, other than, like, get out of here, bitch.
Jesus. Could you imagine just hearing that? You'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But I honestly never had any, like, thought about them, really. Like, oh, whatever. But that, if I encountered anything like that, I would instantly crap myself.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I think, because most of the time, people only encounter the small ones. But every once in a while, one of these big boys that walks out of the Everglades.
That one figured out how to get all the food.
Yeah.
So that means Loose Screw. He's crazy, you know. Loose Screw's crazy.
Yeah.
He's got a screw loose. That's a crazy name. You don't want to hear, you want it to be more like a, like called like.
And that's Randolph.
That's Randolph. Yeah.
That's Randy.
That's Randy. Right. Yeah.
That's Loose Screw. Bro, oh my God.
Is that Loose Screw or Randy?
That's Knife Mouth.
Yeah, see, you don't want that.
You okay?
You
no.
You don't want that.
Be careful in the Everglades, my friends.
Jesus, that sound.
When Pauline Kidder gathered with her family to celebrate her grandmother's 94th birthday the other day, the grandma blew out the candles with a less than positive wish.
I'm ready for it.
Here's what she said when the family was all gathered around her for her birthday.
Hey, dear grandma. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you very much. I hope this is my last.
Would you like...
She says, I hope this is my last.
That's a long time to be there.
It's a lot of years, a lot of birthdays.
Crazy.
She's staring at that 94.
Happy birthday to you.
So sick of this crap.
Well, thank you very much. I hope this is my last.
Would you like...
That's crazy. It's dark.
It's really dark.
It is dark.
Is that girl behind her singing the song in sign language or something?
I wasn't even looking at it. I was looking at the grandma.
Very using her hand.
Okay.
Oh, she's very serious about hitting those notes.
She's on video.
Yeah. She's just hamming it up for the camera.
I hope this is my last. I'm ready.
It's her TikTok account, probably.
I'm tired of outrunning the Reaper.
That's what it is.
Despite Grandma's death wish, she is doing just fine. Pauline captions a follow-up video where she does an honorary birthday dance before the camera pans to Grandma, who's sitting on the couch making a face.
You're a goddamn dancing whore.
My whore of a granddaughter.
There she is. I'm on some TikTok. Told me I'm famous on the TikTok. She's dancing, grinding around.
Yeah, I have some cake. They said that'll give me diarrhea till I die.
Yeah. But you know, I got my diabetes.
If I eat just one sliver of that cake, it's over.
So true.
The heat from the candles is killing me.
You got to get grandma doing all the dances. I am animal. I'll eat you all.
I said I'm famous on Tickety Talk, but she's a whore, so I don't know.
I can see that Chuck makes it to an older age. Oh, I can see Chuck saying something like that in a video. Can you see old man Chuck? Definitely. He'll just be like an old Brewster.
My God.
Just looking at the 94. That's that's all she's doing.
She's staring at it.
She was. Yeah.
Her house is so typical grandma, too.
Yeah.
It's crazy that you reach an age where you're just hoping to die.
Oh, geez.
You know, that you're just hoping.
I hope it's my last one.
I hope I don't make it through this dinner.
Anytime it wants to conk
out on me.
It's got
to be maddening, right? Like, so sometime in her 70s or 80s that she started to be like, okay, I'm really in the twilight.
Yeah.
But then that goes on for 30 years.
Yeah.
Right,
you're
right.
Says it could be any second or never.
Oh, man. Feels like it's never going to happen.
Yeah. Every day.
I want it to.
My eyes open. I'm like, God damn it.
I went around licking everything I could out there tonight.
I've been drinking Corona.
I've been licking toilets. Still nothing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Speaking of Buffalo Wild Wings, though, they want to be your home away from home for March Madness. This may change. But they just launched a contest where two winners get to live at a Buffalo Wild Wings for a couple of days of the tournament.
I'll pass.
You don't sleep in the dining area. They're going to build a separate room off to the side with bunk beds. So it's kind of like a cramped college dorm with a shared bathroom, free food, and multiple TVs. And people can look in and watch you from the restaurant.
Oh, stop watching me.
Look around. Get out. This is where I live.
Imagine after the 2 days you don't want to leave. You're like, no, no.
The winners and their guests will spend 2 days and one night there, and everyone's staying at the same time, so you'll have three roommates.
Hey, guys.
strangers too, really kicking it up.
Was there a place like James?
Damn, nope.
Couldn't you see? Wouldn't James love to win a contest where he got to stay at Taco Bell for several days?
He tried to stay at the hotel,
right? But an actual Taco Bell where he can stay there.
I hope it happens for him one time.
I do too. Eat every meal there. Yeah. Like a sleepover. Talk a Taco Bell to let him have a sleepover.
You know, they have these things now for the kids' school. They're like a lock-in or something.
Yeah, like a Taco Bell lock-in.
That's what we need to have, a Taco Bell lock-in. Where James is the host.
Guys, you're really making me excited, and it's never going to happen. So,
oh,
that doesn't just seem crushing like the most my hopes and dreams.
That's the thing.
He'll bring his own bed. Yeah. I got a great queen size. Yeah, I got a queen size thing.
And then how do you explain to the other customers we've had people sleeping here?
Be like, mind your business, customers.
Taco Bell locking, okay?
It is an idea.
Tacos all night.
All night tacos.
Like,
oh, man, you'd be so ill.
Sleeping at a Taco Bell.
Oh, my God.
It's cool if, like, a meteor has struck and you got to figure out where to stay for a minute and contact the embassy.
Otherwise, you just go get a whole bunch of Taco Bell and go home to
right.
your bed.
Yeah, exactly. I got a couch. You should see it. It's good.
Well, we're not all the same as James, but true. I know how happy James would be.
Like, yeah. Chuck, would a Dairy Queen would be someplace you'd want to camp out at?
You can't be back.
I can't be camping out.
You can't be back.
Yeah, like I couldn't camp out at.
You can't give me access back there.
No.
Oh my God. I'd break the blizzard machine. There'd be so much chocolate inside of it. It would like.
I'd come back there and check out. Be like, oh, Chuck, wake up! Oh, no, we did it.
Is it? That's it. Oh no.
Wake up!
He's in a diabetic coma. He's in a diabetic coma.
Jesus. Your blood was all blizzard.
I know. Blood let me.
You gotta let it out.
I couldn't be at a Krispy Kreme. I couldn't.
That's still your place that you could be.
Well, just
be at.
Hot donuts.
Yeah,
all day long. Hot, fresh donuts coming down that belt all day long.
Yeah, you'd be like, I just gotta kind of lay there and let the donuts.
I would just let the glaze just drip all over me.
Because I will say that I know, like, you could have a couple and you'd be fine. You're like, oh, okay, I'm good. And then the donuts would keep coming. They'd come down the thing and they'd be warm. And then eventually you'd be like, you know, just one more little.
Yeah. That's it.
That'd be the problem. It'd be how many times you'd go like one more.
I've never tried that one before. One more.
Yeah. The place I could not stay at, or I'd love to stay at, Steak Shack.
Oh yeah,
or Shake Shack.
Shake Shack.
Oh yeah.
I need to go to that. I keep thinking about going there. I need to go there. Good.
I have a little song I make up when I Shake Shack. That's where it's at. Shake Shack. That's where it's at.
Don't give away.
And I go get Molly Bones from there. I'm like, we sing the song.
Shake Shack, that's where it's at.
I love that. We sing the song. Did you hear that? We sing the song. Yeah. Like Molly's like,
no. Yeah, she's probably in the background though. Every once in a while, you'll see a photo of Molly is in the back of the car. Like,
yeah, that's where we're going. She likes those bones.
So they give her a bone.
They have a whole bag.
They're very dog friendly there.
Oh, yeah. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
That's weird, too. If I ended up, I can't be in a Chipotle overnight.
Oh, no.
I'd be singing songs, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Burritos in the morning. Burritos in the evening. Burritos out of 10.
So listen to the ingredients.
Right. And then get bean. Hey, man. Steak. And peppers, too.
And cheese.
Pick up the guy, whoa.
Dip it in the church and dip it in the church.
Burritos in the morning.
A Mexican Minute coming up right now. What is a bride making her guests do at a Mexican wedding? Let's get to that.
Let's break for a Mexican Minute.
It's already asking a lot of people to go to a destination wedding.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So imagine asking people to do this. A wedding coming up later this year in Cancun, Mexico. The bride and groom, they're not just asking people to fly down to Mexico, pay for the hotel, and take time off work. Their guests all have to sit through a timeshare presentation
no,
as well.
No, won't be attending.
It is not clear why, but apparently one of the guests said it was part of the deal they had to make to get married at the hotel.
Dude. But this timeshare presentation is actually listed as a part of their wedding events.
I will not. I would not.
I don't do destination weddings.
This is how my parents did everything when I was young.
Timeshares?
I'm telling you, dude.
They just sat through to get the free tickets?
They sat through to get the free Disney tickets, and then you'd go to Disney, and Bryster would sit there. He'd be like, and he had no problem. He'd be like,
you guys didn't have to sit there too, right?
No, we had to like do stuff like wait in the car or do whatever. You know what I mean? And
they have an arcade.
Wait at or like wait at the hotel room. We did a lot of waiting at the hotel room, but the Bryster would just be like, it'd be done, and they were like, and so what do you think? He'd be like, no, God blessed way. All right, thanks for the tickets. Bye bye. Any kind of they would try. You know, they're just trying to hook you into those timeshares. Oh, trying to.
Family vacation stories when you were a kid.
Hours long, right?
Oh, yeah. My Bryster was like, he'd come back. He'd be like, goddamn, 2 hours? I just had to sit in there. And then I just told him, Dad, go F themselves. Took the tickets. Yep.
And then you drive off to Disney?
Then we go right to Disney.
With your free tickets.
And I don't know how many times they had to stop and do them. You know, because they'd get one ticket from someplace, another ticket from another.
Or they needed five. There was five of you.
Yeah, there was five of us. That's needed funny. Five tickets.
Oh, my God. Sometimes they'll give you two.
Yeah, I think they would give you two.
He's got like over 1,000 logged hours in timeshare.
Oh, but there's no chance. They had no chance in the world at getting the Bryster to sign up for a timeshare.
He was just serving his time.
And so what do you think, Mr. Urquhart? I think you can go F yourself. Thanks for the tickets.
Amazing.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.